Everybody, it's Angel. How are you? I hope you're wonderful. I am starting, well, I did this a long while ago, and I want to start up again. So I have like really dirty top 10s, and so I'm going to share them with you. So this first one, you saw the heading. That's probably why you clicked on it and why you're listening. The top 10 things while you're fucking me, what you can do with my panties. All right, are you ready? Number one, they're really in no order, except the last one, because it's kind of for dramatic effect. But anyways, number one, keep them on me. That is so hot, like the urgency of just wanting to fuck me so bad that you just like push them off to the side and just go at it. Like so, so fucking hot. I love it. Number two, take them off me and put them in my mouth, because I am a very loud girl. If you've ever heard my audios, I'm not exactly the quietest girl when you're fucking me. So definitely putting them in my mouth will muffle the screams and the giggles too. Number three, this is really hot. I like this idea a lot. So if I'm like wearing a thong or like super duper tiny, well, okay, most of my panties are super tiny, but I like thongs. I really do. So if I have a thong, like we could wrap around your cock and I could ride you with them around you. That's so hot. And then like we could do that and then I start to get loud and then you take them off and they're all like wet from my pussy and then you can gag me with them. That would be like, oh, that'd be so hot. So good. So fucking wonderful. Oh no, I lost my page. I have a notebook with my top 10s in them. All right. Number four, this. So I have long hair. And so doing like going down on a guy, like if you're going to get serious, if you're really, girls, you know this, anyone with hair. If you're gonna get serious when you're going down on a guy, you do not want your hair in the way. Like, you don't want any distractions. You want to worship that cock and give it your full attention. You are making love to that cock with your mouth. And so totally taking a tiny little pair of panties and wrapping, if you don't have a hairband to pull your hair back with those, no shame in it. So totally okay. Number five, you could fuck me with my panties inside of me, fuck me with my panties inside of me, and then, like, after I come, maybe more than once, preferably, it's always nice, like, pull them out, like, oh my god, my pussy's so sensitive after that, like, if you were just slowly pulling those panties out of me, it would drive me crazy, so totally, that's so good. Six, this is like more for like the my end, like me wearing the panties, like totally hiding them someplace on you. So like if I'm at your place and just leaving them somewhere for a reminder of how much fun we had. That's a little token for you. Seven, that's always like kind of cliche, but still really hot. The whole, like, going to the ladies' room, like, if you're at a bar or out to dinner or something or at a party, and taking your panties off and, like, putting them in your man's pocket. Like, so hot, but cliche at the same time. But it totally gets the message across of what's going on. Eight. I love anything that happens, like, if I'm on my stomach or on my hands and knees or anything like that, I love any kind of action going on from behind. I mean, I like it all, but that is pretty great stuff. I like it. And so, like, having my hands behind my back to make it even more, like, helpless. So you can totally use my panties to, in a pinch, you know, just in case. Use my panties to keep my wrists behind my back. At nine, oh my god, ripping them off or cutting them off if you're like into that knife, like super scary fear play kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be super scary, but some people are really into that. Anyways, so number 9, like just making those panties yours, destroying them and making them like not salvageable. I mean, of course you're taking me panty shopping the next day. You should know that. That's what happens. But yeah, absolutely just destroying them, ripping them off of me, like that primal need. So hot. Then 10, telling me not to wear any in the first place. So, I'm pretty okay with not wearing them or, you know, accidentally forgetting to wear them. You know, things, it's as a girl, like getting ready and all the makeup and hair and finding the perfect outfit. Sometimes it just slips your mind. No, it doesn't. I just would do that purposely to get your attention. That was sarcasm. But anyways, yeah, just like getting that phone call or that text of like what we're doing that night and just like at the end be like, oh, by the way, don't wear panties. Like that's awesome. But that would be hard because I would be so distracted the whole night just waiting for to find out why I didn't have to wear them. What was in store for me next. A little distraction's not bad, right? Alright, that is my dirty top 10 for what to do with my panties when you want to fuck me, or while you're fucking me, or when you have intentions of fucking me later. So, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you guys are great. I love your suggestions and your comments and your feedback, and thank you so much. You guys are all fantastic, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.